From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Weekend in Review. Some of the stories that made the news between Friday, August the 28th through Sunday, August the 30th. The Associated Press reported that Facebook celebrated a symbolic milestone when 1 billion people logged on to the social network on Monday, August the 24th, the first time that has happened in a single day. 1 billion is one-seventh of the Earth's population. Facebook's boasts a total of 1.5 billion users who log in at least once a month. Most of the people who logged on Monday were located outside the United States and Canada. Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office announced on Thursday, August the 27th, that a total of $50 million will be awarded by the state to 17 counties for the upgrade of their emergency communication systems. Greene, Columbia, and Dutchess County were among the grantees. Greene and Columbia will each receive the maximum award of $3.5 million. Dutchess was granted $2 million. The awards are part of the fourth round of the statewide interoperable communications grant program. Funds are earmarked for infrastructure, equipment, and technology upgrades. Ariel Zangler reported in the Daily Freeman that this weekend marked the 13th anniversary of the disappearance of Audrey Mae Heron. Heron, a licensed practical nurse from Freehold, was last seen leaving the former Greene County Long-Term Health Care Center in Jefferson Heights at the end of her shift on August 29, 2002. She never made it home, and her black 1994 Jeep Grand Cherokee has never been found. Heron's daughter, Sonisa Court, wrote in a message this week, "There has been no new information in the case." Court said, and I quote, "I am praying someday someone comes forward with information that actually leads us somewhere," end quote. Anyone with information about Heron's disappearance is asked to call the state police at 518-622-8600. Amelia Teasdale's reporting in the Columbia paper that the Chatham Town Board has followed the lead of the Kinderhook officials and approved the resolution asking the state to reduce the speed limit on Route 203. At a town board meeting this month, resident Jane Fulton made the case for reducing the 55-mile-an-hour limit on the section of that state road near the intersection of County Route 21B. She said resolutions from the towns of Kinderhook, Chatham, and Ghent were needed before the state would consider the change. The section of the highway under discussion passes through all three towns. Finally, in election news, the Daily Mail and the Register Star both reported that the Ghent Republican Committee announced its endorsements in advance of its planned caucus this week. The committee will support incumbent Pete Nelson Sr. and political newcomer Mark Houston for town board and incumbents Mark Porton and Michael Bruno for town justice. Caucus will be held at 7 p.m. on Tuesday, September the 1st, at the Ghent VFW. The Germantown GOP held its caucus on Tuesday, August the 25th. That group endorsed three candidates in the upcoming town elections. Political newcomers Brittany Dufresne and Ronald E. Moore II received caucus backing for the town board. Both candidates are former elected members of the Germantown Central School District Board of Education. Incumbent Robert Bury was also endorsed for town justice. And the Athens Democrats last week chose candidates for the town board and town justice. Phyllis Dinkelacker and Martin Miller received caucus support for town board. Incumbent James Robinson Jr. was the caucus choice for town justice. Dinkelacker is a former town board member. Miller is seeking his second four-year term on the board. Robinson is running unopposed. The caucus failed to successfully put forward any candidate for county legislature, town supervisor, town clerk, highway superintendent, or the two-year council seat. Several names were offered up for nomination, but those individuals declined. The general election is November the 3rd. Now let's look at the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 86 degrees. For Monday night, it will be clear with a low around 64. The forecast for the next 3 days, well, on Tuesday, it will be sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Tuesday night, mostly clear with a low around 64. And on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 89 degrees. Wednesday night, mostly clear with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 6:20 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:30 p.m., providing us with 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight, 3 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weekend in Review for today, Monday, the 31st and last day of August 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.